Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, until Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnah, we began our discussion of the various different brachos which one makes on different types of food. Now, there are some brachos which are very general, whereas others are more specific. For example, Beri Pri Ha'adama, the bracha which praises Hashem for creating the fruit of the ground, encompasses many different things. In fact, you could argue that many other brachos are included in this. For example, Beri Pri Ha'etz, when you make a bracha on fruit of a tree. If you think about it, it would make sense to say the bracha of Beri Pri Ha'adama even for fruit of a tree, because the tree just comes out of the ground. And because of this, our Mishnah tells us, Be'ach al Peres Ha'ilon Beri Pri Ha'adama, if somebody mistakenly made the blessing of Beri Pri Ha'adama, blessed is the one who creates the fruit of the ground, he said that on fruit of the tree, Yotzo, he has fulfilled his obligation, B'di'eved, once he's done it, because the fruit of a tree are just a specific category within fruit of the ground. And therefore, fruit of the ground encompasses fruit of the tree as well, and therefore, lechatchilo, which means ideally, one should make the right bracha, specifically for the tree. But b'di'eved, once you've done it, it's okay, because fruit are encompassed and included in fruit of the ground. On the other hand, v'al peres ha'aretz, beri pri ha'etz, if you make a beri pri ha'etz, where you bless Hashem for creating the fruit of the tree, you make that bracha on produce of the ground, which doesn't come from a tree, in this case, lo, so you haven't fulfilled your obligation, even once you've done it. You're going to have to make another bracha, because fruit which grow in the ground, or vegetables, have nothing to do with the tree. Now, the Mishnah ends off by telling us that all the brachas which we've mentioned so far, and we're going to understand this to include even bread and even wine, al kulam for all of them. Im omar shahakol niyeh bedvaray, if somebody mistakenly said the bracha of shahakol niyeh bedvaray, which means, blessed is Hashem, that everything came into existence and was created by His word, then Yotzo fulfilled your obligation for the same reason. Because the bracha of Sha'akol Niyeh B'dvaray includes everything. It says it in the bracha, Sha'akol, everything. And therefore, even though lechatchila, ideally, one should be specific with his brachas, if you said a more encompassing bracha, which does include that, then b'dieved, after you've done it, Yotzo, you would fulfill your obligation, and you would not need to make another bracha.